China thinks it's all about her. China thinks it's all about her.
Hi, this is Johnny.
Welcome to Proud Monkeys.
Ricky.
Shut the fuck up.
Ricky.
Shut the fuck up.
Hello, and you're listening to Foul Monkeys. Boom, cha-boom, boom, chum, boom, boom, cha-boom, boom, chick-doom, boom, 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 boom.
Okay. Jesus.
Weren't expecting that, were you?
Okay. I got the VX8300.
That's the phone that I have.
Nuh-uh.
Yes, it is.
The LG VX8300.
I think so. Hold on for a second. Let me look at my coupon. Yes, it is.
Oh, shit.
Woohoo!
LG VX8300.
We have the same phone, Gina.
Oh, my God. That's...
It's awesome, too.
Is it?
Oh, it's the bomb.
I'll be saying the same thing as soon as I get it.
Why? What's wrong, Gina? You have something to bitch about, don't you?
It's not really bitching. It's just... I'm tired of Nextel. They suck. My battery keeps dying on my phone because it keeps searching for service. Mm-hmm. I don't talk on my phone, but I'm having to charge it like every other day because it's losing power.
Oh, damn.
That's like, I know, right? So I'm switching service if they'll ever send me my phone.
Right.
I started it on the 31st.
Do you have
July.
Phone service right now?
Huh?
Do you have phone service right now?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. They won't switch it over till I actually get the phone and then do some kind of a switch over process.
For activation or whatever?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, then
that's
they'll
good.
Put my number over. If I ever get my phone. If I ever get my phone.
You will. Verizon's bomb. And guess who else you get the text message for free?
Who?
Gay's okay.
Ew.
I think Rui Cub. I think he has Verizon.
Wow.
Marilyn from work has Verizon.
Ew. That would be the end.
Text message is the end thing now.
Yeah. And I just love how they don't like really show you, because whenever I started looking at it and I seen one that was said you get all free in calls, IN capitalized. Yeah, it kind of makes you think that all your calls that are coming in are free, but no.
Right.
It's just people.
That's very tricky.
On Verizon.
Huh?
Yeah. So, well.
Yeah, you'll love your phone.
It's if just, I ever get it.
It's great.
And then the one was like,
China, you're like really negative today.
I know. Well, I've been waiting for the last 4 days for my phone. And I actually had an escalated account.
At Verizon already?
Yes.
Damn.
They escalated my account. But it didn't get the phone here, though.
So they've already mailed it?
I don't know.
Damn.
But by the time because I called them Friday and asked them what was going on, and they're just like, well, for some reason, they're not releasing it yet. Because I guess they send this employee form to the release station or whatever, and then they release it, and then the phone goes out.
Right.
Well, they were supposed to escalate it, and supposedly I was supposed to get it yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Well.
I didn't. So.
Isn't there something else you're waiting for in the mail too?
Yeah. Fucking shoe CD from Calais. Oh my God. See, that's why I hate ordering stuff online. That I can't go and get.
I know,
because I hate waiting.
You want that instant gratification?
Instantly. That's why I would prefer to just drive over to Tampa or Orlando or Brandon to go to the Apple instead of ordering that shit online.
Right. I don't like
I ain't
waiting for that
waiting.
shit either. I ordered my eyesight online because they had a discount if you bought it online. That's the only
Your
reason I
what?
bought it. My eyesight camera.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I
But
bought it online.
you have built-in ones on your computer.
I have a built-in one on my iMac, but on my iBook, I use my eyesight.
Oh, you don't have a built-in one?
No, because they didn't have them on the on this iBook.
Oh, you have the lower model.
Yeah, the one that still cost me $1,400.
Right. God damn. And even the refurbished ones are expensive.
I know, but God, you know what,
God.
China? They're really good computers,
They
though.
are.
I mean, I
They're the
can't
bomb.
complain for what I have.
No. I love
I mean,
Mac.
it's great.
And all our listeners should too.
All of our listeners should really have Macs, but I totally understand that you don't have the money. Mine was student loans, so I get to pay that back for 40 more years.
You'd pay, or it was charged 1,000, but by the time you're done with it, it's gonna be 40,000.
Right.
Like, damn, fucking expensive.
But they're
Jesus.
great though. God, they're
Oh God,
so
they are.
great.
I love them.
What else?
So yeah, one of these days I'll get my Kelly CD in too.
Oh, I can't wait till you get that. So
Like,
then I can listen to it and
yeah.
then buy it online.
I know, right? That's I hate it. I wanted the CD, but nobody had it online at the time that I bought it. And
Right.
supposedly mine's supposed to be a signed copy. Okay, yeah,
Cool.
like, right. Okay, I believe that.
Stamp.
I know, right? Like, show, give me a video of her signing it.
Get some shows.
I had the
Let's
hardest fucking
party.
time on YouTube finding it. I actually had to go to the Liam show and finally work through it to get the link to go see the video.
Well, all you have to do is on YouTube, type in Kelly shoes.
Oh, okay, because I typed in shoes and got like this huge fucking list. Like, I ain't
Yeah,
going to
there's
do all
some
that
people that
shit.
are trying to like copy her and do her thing.
Right.
So, me and American Bad Bear, or James, as most people know him, we've been talking about doing a video and putting it on YouTube. You know, because he's like a film person,
Right.
you know, he does the camera and all that stuff. So
Yes.
he's like trying to get me to do that song. I think Eartha Kitt sings it. Whatever Lola wants, Lola gets.
Oh,
And
I
he wants
can't.
me to dress up and do a
Oh my
video
God.
with that song. Whatever Lola wants.
Meow, meow.
Lola gets.
You gonna dress up like Catwoman?
In what, trash bags? I
Yeah.
look like a California raisin.
Yeah. Oh, that would be like totally hot.
Yeah, and
Catwoman
sweaty.
and the California raisin had sex. This is their illegitimate child.
Their bastard
Raisin
child.
Kitty.
Not Raisin Kitty.
How
I
okay?
heard it through the
Raisin meow. Yes,
Honey,
darlings, this is
honey,
Etta.
yeah. Dun dun
I want
dun
to introduce you to
dun.
my
Dun
child,
dun dun
Raisin
dun
meow.
dun 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 dun. They're gonna sell me at Hardee's.
You'd be like a prostitute.
How about my grandmother saved every one of those bitches and she super glued them to her shelf so no one could steal them?
Oh,
Those things are probably worth a lot of money now.
yeah, the raisins.
Yeah. Were they only sold at Hardee's? That's it?
I'm not sure.
Maybe we should ask Tina and Ariola next time we talk to them.
I know.
Or Ariel, excuse
Oh
me.
my God, like these listeners, they know their shit. Ruika.
Oh,
like,
you know who we can talk?
Corrected my ass.
Hey, you want to call somebody?
Sure.
Let's call Nick from Mad Hatter's show.
Okay, I was talking to Ruika.
Uh-huh.
And mentioned that I was on break from doing our email.
Uh-huh.
That bitch corrected my ass.
What'd he say?
Excuse me, but on show 25, you announced that you didn't give breaks anymore, that you were working 24 hours nonstop.
Oh, shit.
I'm like, excuse
me? Damn, shit.
Correct my ass. Damn. I'm like, well, okay, it's almost midnight. I'm off the clock.
You're working off the clock.
That's right.
Was that like, through IM?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Through iChat. Well, Google. Because I think he has PC, right?
Yeah.
But, oh, yeah, he had to tell me what episode, too. Well, in episode 25...
Minute 13.22 seconds.
I know, right? You made the statement, and I quote, I don't get breaks anymore.
All right, let's try to call Nick, okay?
Okay.
1 second.
Damn.
That was... His background noise was too loud.
Jesus.
Did you hear that?
Good Lord. Hell yeah.
Did you...
You hear it?
Party ass girl.
Party
Did you hear
ass
that?
Bitch, whore, slut, goddamn cunt.
I hope your stomach comes out of your ass, bitch.
I know, right? Next time you fart, I hope you shit on yourself. And it runs down your leg. Yeah. And then your boyfriend has to lick it off.
Or her girlfriend.
Then you have to kiss him.
Or her girlfriend.
That's right. Make her eat her nasty panty pudding pussy. Bitch.
Has anybody emailed Tina and Ariel at their address?
Huh?
Has anybody emailed Tina and Ariel at their email address?
Yeah, that's how they found out that Gaze was Gaze.
Oh, he emailed Tina, Tina and Ariel?
Yes, and broke their heart.
Oh, that's sad.
I'm sorry, I don't do fish. If you had a dick, maybe we could do something or stuff. Totally broke their heart.
I think Tina could totally have a dick if you asked her to have one. She'd strap it on.
Probably.
She's like that.
But she's got a pretty big clit anyway, doesn't she?
I've seen it. It's pretty big.
Ew.
Well, in
Ew.
A picture.
Ew. You seen Tina's dick?
In a picture. In a picture. Not in real life.
Sure. Okay. Oh, you're dipping into the fish too, huh?
Oh yeah, that's hot.
Mm, yeah, lick, lick, lick. Mm.
You gotta lick it before you mm-hmm. stick it. So what else, Gina? What else is on the our agenda? You know, cause we plan.
I know. We always have a corporate meeting for these shows.
We have to talk about the person that loves it when you say his name. Say my name, say my name.
No. Mr. Micro Otto E. Hi, Eric. Or Mr. Micro Otto E.
Say his name, sexual. Say his name.
That sounds sexual, don't it?
It does.
Come here, Micro Otto E.
Oh. Oh, yeah.
Oh. I'm still waiting for my cone.
Maybe it's on the way with your cell phone and your Kelly CD.
Yeah, and also the bag of puke that they're supposed to send us, too.
Oh, yeah.
And everything else they're supposed to send us.
Isn't somebody supposed to send us some cut-off foreskin, too?
I know, right?
And what else? A bag of shit? Oops.
Yeah.
Oh, you know what? Gay's okay wanted our post office box. I think he was going to send us something. Did you ever give it to
waiting.
Him?
I'm still waiting.
Did you give
just
it to
like
him?
My phone. Oh, yeah.
Oh, okay.
Oh, yeah. So, waiting.
Yeah, if anybody else wants to send us...
feel free.
You know, some stuff. Send us something. Hey, yeah. Hold on for a second. Nick is calling, okay?
Okay.
Let's see if it'll work.
Probably not.
No, what happened? He's gone. He stopped calling.
They all do. Get us all
they
like
never call us back.
I know, right?
Hey, hold on for a second, okay?
Hello?
Hey.
Can you hear me?
Oh, that sounds so much better.
I switched over to the other mic.
Yeah, that sounds a whole lot better. Hold on for a second. Okay.
Oh, Jesus.
Oh, he sounds a whole lot better.
Oh, does
Hello.
He? Hello.
How are you?
Okay, how are you?
I am good.
Yay, it's working.
About that.
Miracles never cease. The gods
China,
are
China, don't sound so happy.
Well, you know. We always get excited about doing this shit, and then it never works.
Right?
Yeah, really.
I know the last time was fucking disastrous.
Oh, yeah, for real. So, we want to introduce Nick. He's from the Mad Hatter Show. And introduce yourself.
His partner.
MadHatterShow.com.
Wow. He's from Canada.
That's exciting. I'm just going to run right over there.
So, what's going on with you, Nick?
Not too much. I was at a wedding last night.
Did you get laid?
You got married?
No.
Oh.
But Strake, I did put me up in the dance floor.
Oh, yeah, baby.
That was just...
Was he a bear? Weird.
No.
Oh, darn.
Was he an otter?
I think so.
Nick's an otter.
Give it up for the otters. Yay!
Can't really see underneath his clothes.
Aww. Should have ripped his shirt open. Jesus.
You could have We're
in a middle fuck nowhere town. Even the fact that he would grab me up there, I think he just did it for excitement.
I have a question. Y'all have rednecks up in
Canada? Pardon?
Do you have rednecks up in Canada?
Somewhat, I guess.
Oh, you probably call them something different. Redis neckesses.
That's probably more newfies, I guess, from East Coast area.
Redis neckesses. Yes.
Or have a sexist with their familias.
Have a sex with your brothers.
Yes. Now them rednecks are.
China, you're so retarded. Family.
No, that's my brother. Enos. Mr. Yeah, brushes his teeth with Vagisil. What a dumb fuck.
They might not have Vagisil up in Canada.
I don't think so.
No, of course not. Only American women's pussies itch.
Oh my god. That was great.
Yeah.
You know, it's either their pussy itches or they got a headache.
We'll have to ask Kate if hers itches.
Yeah. Does Canadian pussy itch? Inquiring minds want to know.
You have to let her call in and tell us.
Yeah, that would be fun.
Yeah, that would be fun. And for those of you who don't know, Kate is his host?
Co-worker, host. I'm co-worker.
Not co-worker.
Co-worker?
No.
Ooh.
Co-host.
No.
No.
Yeah, she's co-host. Or whatever, host.
Is she going to be upset that we mentioned her on the podcast?
No, not at all.
Oh, okay, cool.
Are you sure?
Guess what, Nick?
What?
You're on our show now, so you get to be as dirty as you want to be.
Yeah.
Wow.
Wow. He's excited. God, hold him back.
I don't even think Canadians can get dirty.
Yes, we can.
Oh, you can?
Mm-hmm.
Tell us your dirty secret.
You're just like women, though, right? Out in public, you try to act all innocent shit. But get a bunch
y'all
together, and it's like, oh, fuck.
So, Nick, what is your dirtiest secret?
Can't tell you that.
Why not?
Oh, Jesus.
Because it's a secret.
Uh-huh. There are no secrets on our show.
That's right. You know. We know Ricky's about his parking lot escapades.
We said we would never mention that again.
You said that.
Yeah.
I never agreed.
Nick brought it up on his show, too.
Well, you know.
I did not.
It's worldwide
I'm
now.
I'm going to be the podcast whore.
And that's a bad thing?
Oh.
Aren't you normally a whore, though? So would you rather be a podcast whore, too?
Of course.
I have to think about that one.
Serving 200. Nick. 2-for-1 special.
Ticket 220, please. take a ride on this train.
Yeah, it's hot.
So what are you doing, Nick? Wet.
Not too much right now.
Are you and Kate recording tonight?
I don't know. We might be.
Yeah. Who's messing with their microphone?
Jeez.
Who's touching stuff?
Somebody's getting excited.
I know. Somebody's touching their stick.
Ooh.
I don't know. Okay. It looks. My mic does look like a nice hot cock. So I don't know.
He has the same one we have, Gina.
Oh, the cock mic.
Yeah. It's a little thin though.
Yeah, it is too thin.
It's thin, but
I'm the size queen. I like them big.
I know. Has Gina tried to ride it?
She sucked it the first night we had it.
Oh, wow. What?
You sucked the microphone the first night we had it.
Well, remember? Yeah, I had to break it in.
And she didn't use a condom.
Make it feel like it, you know, wasn't wanted.
She didn't even use a condom.
Of course not.
Ooh.
It was safe.
You love it bareback?
It didn't come. I stopped before it.
You pulled out?
Yes, I pulled out.
Don't even try the pull-out method. That shit does not work.
That's like the what straight men say to women. Let me just put the head in. Can I go a little bit further? A little
just
bit more?
A little bit.
Further.
Just a little bit.
Let's see how far I can stick it in.
But hon, why is your ball sticking above your ass?
Oh, sorry.
Whoops.
Oops.
Sorry.
There's no point stopping now.
That's right, I'm excited now.
Might as well go head through with it.
Yeah. I know.
Oh,
no,
well, if you catch that chlamydia that I had last week.
I know.
Well, that was last week. Doesn't it go away after a week?
Maybe in Canada, but not here.
As far as I know, it doesn't go away in a week. So no,
as long as
please.
You don't finger bang yourself.
Listeners should definitely practice safe sex.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, as long as you don't finger bang yourself, it'll go away in about a week. Because you can't stir it up.
You can finger bang yourself.
We have to be careful, though. Because if you stir it up, it'll keep coming back.
Ooh.
Yeah. You gotta let it dry out.
Sounds like you're talking from experience.
Oh, yes. Oh, yes. Gina's had some chlamydia.
Ugh. How about...
Makes
how
good
about some...
pudding.
Ooh. Is it green and oozy?
No, mine was kind of yellow. Almost reminded me of, what was that you had earlier? Tapioca?
Tapioca pudding?
Yeah. I was going to say, I was like, what STD is that?
Chunky. You can eat it with a spoon.
I didn't have that. Tina had that.
Yeah.
You said what I had. I don't have that. Tina's the whore. She has everything known to God.
You're close to her. You live with her.
No, I don't.
Mm-hmm. I heard about you seeing her clitoris. Oh, shit.
So, hello. Nick, you're the first podcaster guest that we've had on our show.
Jeez.
What is all that noise?
I don't know. Not me. Hello.
Hey.
Hello.
Hello.
Nick? Are you, like, rustling around the stuff? Something?
No.
I hear noise.
Maybe you need your ears checked.
Maybe it's the voices in your head.
Oh, stop it. No. Don't. Yes. No. Yes, no.
Oh,
is that what the guy said to you last night?
Ooh.
No, last night he was saying, oh, yes.
That was
faster.
Friday night. Friday
harder.
Night.
Oh, Friday, okay.
Friday night.
Could you put the front seat down a little bit?
Oh, you are such a bitch. It was the back seat, get it right.
That's what
those
I was talking
cars,
about.
I don't think there is enough room.
They had to push the front seat forward so they give you plenty of room.
What are you trying to say, I'm fat?
No.
I think that's what you're trying to say.
No, I think I was just saying that you like more room in the back seat. You like
actually,
to stretch out.
You were in one of those like 1950s vehicle where the trunk was bigger than the actual car.
Oh, like you could put a king-size mattress in it?
Yeah.
Yikes.
Cool.
There was a king-size something in there.
Hey.
Was your legs up in the air, Ricky?
I think he was doggy
I was
style.
On my belly.
Yeah, all right. Fours.
You like to be spanked then, I take it?
Oh, yeah.
He was reenacting Deliverance.
No. That would be Enos.
Oh, yeah.
Mr. I don't know where I was himself. Last night.
Huh?
Last night, it's a small little buttfuck town.
Oh, you were at the wedding?
Yeah.
Where is it?
North of Peterborough, if you have any idea where that is.
Sure.
It's up in Canada somewhere.
It is.
So were there all kinds of
Northeast,
hot men
anyways.
Were there hot men at the wedding?
Any what?
Hot men.
There's a few.
Yeah? Would you do them?
Mm-hmm.
Nick, you can't be shy on our show. I'm sorry. That's not allowed.
Yeah, you have to get nasty.
Tell us something nasty. Oh,
I know what I can tell you. The other day, I was in this one restaurant.
Uh-huh.
Kind of nasty. And for a bunch of friends were there sitting in the washroom with that, and so I'll be back in a second, go to the stall like that, and so I was walking to the stall, and sure enough, I left this toilet, like, looks like there's shit on the seat. Like, wait a second.
Yummy.
That shit is walking.
What?
It was walking across the seat.
What was it, a roach? Yeah.
No, I looked closer. That's what I thought it was at first, and it was worse. Worse than a roach. Nice, lovely crab.
Yay.
Wait.
Like, not the crab that you eat.
It was that big?
It was huge. I was like, oh. Like, at first I thought it was a ticked or something, but I was like, no, that's not.
Oh, they must have been feeding that one for a while.
In other words, I didn't use the washroom there.
Oh, yeah. Oh, the washroom. That's cute. That must be a Canada thing.
Like the water closet in Britain.
England. WC. Yeah.
No. England's toilet.
Well, at the place I work, it's called the shit stalls. That is a nasty fucking bathroom.
That's one thing I noticed when I was in England, though. So yeah, they actually call it toilet.
Uh-huh. I thought they called it the WC.
Most places I saw, it was just toilet.
Uh-huh.
I don't know. Isn't that where you say you have a meal and everything else? I'm going to go with the toilet.
Straight men are some fucking nasty fuckers, too.
Well, they're I disgusting. Heard the women's bathroom is a whole lot worse than the men's.
And that just surprises me.
I was working at a movie theater, and a lot of the girls told me the same thing.
I mean, why are they, like, wiping shit on the wall. I mean,
I've heard them actually, like, spelling things on the stalls and things like that.
With the blood from their
with nice big red, yeah.
That's disgusting as hell.
Of course, we started asking a couple of the girls, like, so did you lick it to make sure it was blood?
Yeah.
Of course, they were laughing at her.
I actually want to get some chick to, like, go into there and, like, take a video camera and, like, totally videotape it so we can put it on our show.
Yeah, so I could totally get 370 downloads.
Make that 5 million.
I think it's higher than that now.
Miss fucking Farty Ass.
Farty Ass is higher than 370 now?
She's over 400.
Shut the fuck up.
She's... the cunt has went 400.
No, let me see. I'm checking it out now.
Mm-hmm.
I can't deal with this. Oh my god. Are you kidding me?
How many is it?
445!
I know, fucking cunt.
Shit! I
wish
we were.
Do you want me to click on it again?
No! It's probably Nick and Kate up in Canada just downloading it and downloading it.
Yes, I'm sure.
It.
That's it.
Yeah, and they're thinking. I know what they're thinking. Ooh, maybe if they get real upset, they'll stop podcasting and then we'll be the best podcast station.
Did you hear it?
Did you hear it, Nick?
Here, he has the best. No, we won't stop podcasting. No idea why people listen to our show, but hey.
People listen to your
That's
show.
That's at madhattershow.com.
Yes.
Email us at madhattershow@gmail.com.
Where can they call you?
He doesn't know.
206-888-6007. We also have a toll-free number, but I'm too lazy to look that up right now.
Oh, okay. They have a toll-free number, Gino.
Yeah. Nobody probably would use us, even if we had one. Shit.
Right.
No one calls it anyway, so what's the difference?
You have the same
I know, you go through all that fucking work to get, you know, shit for people to interact with you, and they never fucking do anything.
Yeah, I know.
I mean, I'm glad they're listening to the show, but, you know, it'd be nice to have some kind of feedback.
Thinking we only got an
wow, you have a big dick, or, you know, something like that.
Were we having a big dick?
Huh?
You said I had a big dick? How would you know?
Because I see it every morning.
Oh. Yeah.
You see Nick's dick every morning?
No.
That's what you just said.
I was referring to my roommate.
Your roommate?
Yes.
Who's your roommate?
You know.
Who?
My personality out to the show.
Oh. E?
Hello. Yes.
Oh, E has a big dick?
Yes.
Well, he should. He's a skinny motherfucker.
I know.
All the skinny ones motherfuckers have huge cocks. So,
no.
Nick, you're skinny, you probably got a huge doinger.
Is that what they call it up in Canada? A doinger?
I don't know. If you can't, 9 inches small.
What?
Nothing, I'm kidding.
What did you say?
I think he just tried to say he has 9 inches.
You have nine
okay,
inches,
Okay, it's eight,
Nick?
But anyways.
8 inches? Oh, I'm
you
so
know,
jealous.
It's...
oh, they don't...
For me, it's not really the length. It's the size.
It's the girth.
I mean, because if you're, like, long and skinny, ew.
No, I'm pretty thick from what I can tell.
I'm, like, long and thick. Yeah.
So, what is it in, you know, measurements outside of the United States?
I don't know.
That's going to sound huge because centimeters and stuff are, like, gigantic numbers.
I don't... Not many people in Toronto even go by centimeters and crap like that for... Penis size or height or weight or things like that.
Oh, you guys do inches and pounds and all that stuff too?
For most height and weight for the most part. I guess doctors do want to.
See, I would like centimeters better because you could be 3 inches, but when you convert it to centimeters, you can be like 600 centimeters. Sounds better.
Who has the TV on?
I think my dad did in the other room. I don't know.
Would you try to hear 3 inches or 600 centimeters?
600 centimeters.
I know. Make you think you're going to gag.
Mm-hmm. Here's a question for you, too.
Yeah.
Something I've always wondered. Either of you ever been to a nude beach?
I've been to a nude resort.
I've never been to a nude beach, nor will I ever go to a nude beach.
No?
Why not?
You worried about them trying to put you back?
No, I just don't feel comfortable with my body. I'm
My
sensitive.
Question with things like that is, like, how do you really put sunblock in places you normally wouldn't you want to be playing places? Like,
oh, it's easy. Know. It's just like putting lube on it.
Yeah, cause,
yeah, I know that, but wouldn't it? But everyone looking around looks like you're jerking off in the middle of the beach.
Oh, now, would you get arrested for masturbating in public if you were just putting sunscreen on?
Oh, that's what we can call it now. Sorry, officer, we're just putting sunscreen on.
I wasn't jacking off.
Yeah, fuck if it's all white, sir. That's what called sunscreen is.
I'm protecting my cock. My boyfriend, he gets upset.
And my asshole?
Which gets, sunburned.
Thesaurus is...
Ooh, burnt ass?
Ooh.
That will
you
hurt.
Imagine getting your asshole burnt?
Oh,
that would
ow.
Totally suck.
And then getting fucked?
Ooh! I hope the lube has aloe vera in it.
That stuff actually works amazing.
Get you something to numb that shit.
They can spray some solicane on it.
Ow. That would kill too.
Ouch.
Yes, hon, we have to use aloe as lube.
That's right. I gotta get numb.
Yeah, some cop, actually, but not some pain. They're, you know, American Bad Bear James. He's trying to get me to go to a nude beach also, and I will not do it. That's hot.
Yeah.
So what's the catchphrase in Canada, Nick?
Got cock, eh?
I think he got dropped.
Hello.
He got dropped off the call.
Did he hang up?
I don't know. Let me try to call him again. Hold on, okay. Man, why can't we have like a perfect show one time?
Because we're losers. What time are we at?
We're at 26 minutes. Oh, he's offline now.
I guess we better end the show then.
Yeah. Well, shit. I wanted him to say something else about his website before he left. Damn.
Oh, well.
Well, we still have 4 minutes to fill, so let's try to fill it up. And if he comes on, we'll just say, the only thing you can talk about is your website. Because you know we always end at 30 minutes, right?
Oh, yeah. Every time. We are on that 30 minutes.
We can't help it. We have ADD. Is that what it's called? Yeah, attention deficit disorder.
Yes. Yeah, we can't help it because we have ADD. Hold yeah, because we can't help it because we have ADD.
I know.
Yeah.
I mean, oh my god. ADD, 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 ADD.
Attention. I'm defeated by my, you know, disorder. I can't concentrate on one thing.
What's that?
I don't know. Oh. I have ADD.
I don't know. I have ADD.
That's right.
He's messaging me. Hold on for a second. Oh my god, I hate doing this. I know our listeners hate us.
Yes.
Well, they don't... What was that?
I don't know.
Was that me? Oh, I guess that was someone outside of my apartment complex.
Damn.
Alright, hold on. Nick is calling.
Ooh.
1 second. Okay, he's back.
Okay.
That was weird.
Hey, we're at like 27 minutes and we have to go now. So we want you to say everything about your podcast that you want to say.
Okay. Check out our website at madhattershow.com.
Hey, Nick.
And yes.
Can you be a little bit more excited?
Yeah, I was going to say, because, you know.
Check out our website.
Really want to go to your site.
Okay.
So let's try this again. 1, 2, 3.
Take 7.
Hey, everyone. Check out our website at madhattershow.com. Email us at madhattershow@gmail.com. And definitely email us at, well, phone us or whatever, 206-888-6007. Or call us at 1-877-903-3200, extension 1700.
Yeah, we're gonna ask you to do another take. No, I'm just kidding.
We're gonna have him like do our show ending too. That was
right.
That was exciting. Damn.
And we're back.
I'm going right to that site. Jesus Christ.
Okay, we want to thank Nick for coming on the show. We did it, like, just out of the blue, so he didn't even know we were calling. So he was
unscripted.
Thanks
for having me on.
You're welcome.
And
anything
yes.
you want to say to our listeners before you go?
Oh,
yes,
just protection?
Thank you so much.
What was that, Nick?
Oh, he's using protection?
I guess that's okay. Damn. We thought we were going to say, fuck you.
Fuck me.
Okay.
Bye, guys.
Bye.
Bye. Okay.
Hold on, let me hang up on you. Oh, are you there? Whoops.
He's just about excited.
I am such a retard.
Yeah.
I hung up on both of you.
Sweet.
Okay, well, I think we should end the show now because I think we're now at 41 minutes.
Yeah. It's exciting.
All right, I'm going to try to be exciting about this. Are you ready?
Go for it.
Okay. Okay. Okay.
Okay.
Go to our website and leave comments. You can also email us at foulmonkeys@gmail.com. Also, go to iTunes, subscribe, and leave a review. We need them. Also, give us a call at 206-984-FOUL. You can also give us a call at 206-666-2252. Right?
Yes.
Okay.
Because we're so exciting.
We're excited!
And don't forget about Farty Girl.
Oh.
Please download her.
Right?
Jesus Christ.
That whore.
And the fucking slut.
Okay, we're out of here.
Yeah, fuck y'all people.
Later,
fuck
fools.
You.
Bye.
Me and my homies like to play this game. We call it Amtrak, but some call it the train. We all lined up in a single file line and take our turns at waxing girls behind. But every time it comes to me, I would shoot out of luck. Because I stick my dick in and it will get stuck. The bitch would say, stop. I say, I'm not. That's enough. I quit because you're a busting me out. I said, bitch, don't quit it. Oh, fucked up.
Hey, Rick Angina, this is Roy Cub. Just finished listening to your latest and greatest podcast. I'm so sorry that your phone calls failed all over the place. At least I was freaking out on the table and enjoying myself a good laughter while everybody was looking at me like, what the fuck? But anyways, the reason why I called was because you guys told me to, and since I'm a loyal Foul Monkey fan and I have no brain otherwise because I am only commanded by Gina and Ricky, just wanted to call and let you guys know that I love you and you have a great show, and yeah, text me before you call me so then I can, you know, get a heads up. But anyway, I had fun being on your show. I had fun listening on to your show, and I hope I'll be on your show again anytime soon. And maybe we'll see each other on Skype because I just downloaded it. Anyway, rock on, guys. See you later.